Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Aleph. We are introduced now to a new topic. We've met up with it incidentally, but here we're going to meet up with it. Bitzura Yisoidis. This is the institution of Miun. Very fascinating Chiddush that Chazal and the Chaddush. Let's go back to Deiraisas. Deiraisa, the halacha is as Biti Nosati L'Isha Zeh. A father has the full right to be Mekaddish his daughter, or rather, let's say that more accurately, to be Mekabel Kiddushin for his daughter. He's not Mekaddish his daughter. The man is Mekaddish Anisha. So what does that mean? That means somebody comes over to the father. Harei biti mukudeshesli betabazu, bemoizu, whatever it is. The father can accept, and with that she becomes a mukudeshes. That's their Isa. That din is by a ktana or by a naira. Ktana, father has full control over. Naira, maybe there are certain things less than, she's already a gedoyla, but legabi kedushin, the halach is the father has control over legabi first nedarim. These are all related sugis and ksubis in kedushin, where the Gemara understands that these dinim are meshech shaychi zelazesh. She's in the father's rishus legabi these dinim. Now, if the father dies, there's no way that she could become an eshes ish deraisa. A ketana can't be mekabel kedushin. In order to be mekabel kedushin, she has to be able to be makna herself. Ketana certainly has no descendants. She can't be makna a knapsack that she owns when she's below bas mitzvah. She also can't be makna herself, a shtetzach. That being said, Chazal instituted that a ketana, kanira, that amol, it was very prevalent, that a kedushin was created, and this was l'toivas habonis. You can look for a fascinating discussion on this in the Pirusha of Shamshon Fol Hirsch. In the psukim of Omo HaIvriya, where there's a crossover between the father owning the daughter to sell her as a shivcha, doesn't mean he's able to exploit his daughter. It means he's able to take care of his daughter. He's able to put her in the house of somebody who'll take responsibility, and that person will have a mitzvah actually to marry her, which we call Yud, just to have the hashkofa shaboy. So the father could take care of his daughter. If he's not alive, nobody will, but she has to be taken care of. Memele Chazal instituted that the mother of the girl, or an older brother, a godel, he's the only one that can be makna, so to speak, or he can take over the father. And midrabbanon, they allowed a kedusha ketana. Now, it's quite possible that because this kedusha is dirabbanon, that might not be well-founded. There's a chance that that maybe the shidduch won't work out. Chazal give an out because it's only dirabbanon, whereas other times they instituted, let's say, Maimer is derabonon, there's no out there, you can't just walk away. There's a Mekudesh is derabonon. Over here, since she's a ketana, they allowed her to walk out on the marriage. Miun is meloshin, being memayin. We just had in the last perek that the yovam is memayin, the pasuk says, me'ein yovam ilohakim lohakim shem b'Yisrael. Miun means to refuse, to walk out on. She could walk out on the husband, who she's married to, midrabbanon, and with that, the marriage is null and void. Not pshat she doesn't need to get. The marriage is rendered null and void, lashon gemara is lemafreya, which means that she's muteres, let's say, the fellow who she was married to, she's muteres to his father, to his son, to his brother. She was never married to him. There are problems in the sugi, even though that din that we just said is a clear din, that she doesn't have a din going forward as having been married. She's not a migureshes. She was never married. Legabi is certain din, we don't look at it as if she was never married. Lamashal, let's say he was oichel from her nechosim, which he has a right to do. A husband has a right to eat peris from his wife's nechosim. He doesn't have to pay her back. We say that the time that they were married, but going forward, we see them as never having been married. This type of dakus of lemafreya being mevatel something, but being lemafreya it legabi going forward, mikan ve'elech lemafreya, is a famous sprach that's coined by Rabbeinu Chaim. Chiddush Rabbi Chaim Halevi al Rambam Hilchos. You can look at it, you can see a long piece over there by Arichus where he describes this, how it plays itself out legabi various dinim. But just to understand the din the way it's in the Mishnah. Now what we're going to have is, we're going to have five machloikesin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, different protim of how widespread they made the institution of Miun. Remember, Miun means she's at full liberty to walk out on the marriage. How far could you take that? We'll just mention one more prat. There's one other case where a ketana or a naira doesn't have a father to marry her off, and she can't marry herself off. And that's by what we call Yisoyme Bechayavir. Interesting sprach that was coined by Chazal in different sugis. You have a young girl. Her father did marry her off. She was married midderaisa. But then the husband died. If she was living with the husband, that means that there was already nisuin, and the husband died, since she was in Gansin in her husband's rishus, we don't see her as going back to the father's rishus. Her father has no schusim in her, not to marry her, not her father's nedarim. She's not in her father's rishus. She can't go back from being fully an ashes ish as a nesua to going back to being in her father's rishus. She could live in her father's house, but she's not in her father's rishus. There got to be different dinim that her father could create, and therefore, she has nobody to take care of. Here, the miun l'chayru would play itself out. She went and she married herself off. It's not her older brother. Her father's alive. Her older brother has no rights. Her older brother and her mother are not that petrops on her when the father's alive, but she's yisoyma b'chayyoviyo. She married herself off. She'll have the same dynamic will be at play. B'shamayoyim ein mimanin elo arusois. There's no miun. The only girl, the only ktanu could be mamayin. Again, the miun is only until she becomes a gdoyla. Once she becomes a gdoyla, she's married. We'll see more about that. Ein meman ela rusois, only if she hadn't lived with the husband. If she already lived with him, Chazal didn't give a yecholes to be mavatal the marriage, and the mafreya say that they were living together as a married couple where there's no issues. It's mamash oise bilose bilaznus, that they didn't do. More like so, another reason. That ein adam roitzel l'trech besudas nisuin. The suda that they made for a chasna was by nisuin, not by kedushin. Because kedushin and nisuin are one thing. But over there, they made the kedushin was a contract, a kenyan. The nisuin was the marriage. That was the suda, the mishnah. So memela ein adam roitzel memela. Nobody's going to be going to marry a ketana because she could always walk out on the marriage. So after nisuin, Chazal didn't allow it. That's it. She's there to stay. Midrabon, of course. Ubeisil loimim arusois unisuois. Doesn't make a difference. They're umisakin. Doesn't make a difference if they won't marry her. They won't. But they instituted miun hein by arusa hein by nisua. Beishamay oimrim bebal v'loy biyobam. Beishamay says that it's only while her husband's alive. That means her brother, her mother, married her off to Yankel, to Reuven, let's say. And while Reuven's alive, she could say, I don't want to be married to Reuven. She could walk out, dissolve the marriage, annul the marriage, l'mafrei, like we said. She could do that while her husband's alive. She can't do that once her husband died. You can't say, I don't want to be married to him after he's no longer here. Walking out in a marriage, the rationale behind it's like Gerushin. When she walks out, Kilu, they gave her the right to be megarish herself from him. He's not alive. How could you walk out on a marriage that doesn't exist? You'll tell me he died without children, and now, of course, midrabanan, yuz kuka to the brother. So the marriage does exist in the sense that it's creating a zika situation between this young girl and her brother-in-law. No, he's not here. The marriage is not here. There's nothing to walk out on. So Mele Beshamayah holds that the miun, the dissolving the marriage, is only bebal, that's interesting. Beshamai holds that Lamaisa she's kuka lechalitza. You're gonna have to wait until she's a gedola. A ketana we learned in the last parakinik said kintu the chalitza. Midrabon you're gonna have to wait years. That itself is enough of a reason for her to be mamayin. But Lamaisa she wasn't mamayin in the husband. She doesn't have a schus to be mamayin in the yovam. Beisilu holds she could be mamayin in the yovam. It's not pshat that Beisilu holds that you can be memayin after a marriage is over. He holds that she can be memayin in the zika. Now, this is an interesting point because it brings up a nafkemina, which the Rav and Reb Kiva Eiger point out. And that is, the Gemara says that when she's memayin, according to Beisilu in the Yovam, she's saying, I don't want the relationship, I don't want the zika with the Yovam. Okay? She has a right to walk out. She's a ketana. L'maisa b'shas nefila, she was skuka to him. He is an Eshesach. And now she's Mamayin. And he's somebody that was an Eshesach B'shas Nefila. And now there's no Zika. So it's an Eshesach without a Zika. She can't marry him. She can't turn around then and then marry the Yovam. Let's say she would want to marry him like a regular marriage after the miyun. She can't. Because he... But Legabi, another brother, let's say she was married as a katana to Reuven. Reuven died and left over brothers, Shimon and Levi. She's Mamayan and Shimon. Shimon's the older brother. He's going to be miyadim her by force. She doesn't want him. She's Mamayan. So Shimon now she can't marry. He can't marry her. He could be Chalitzer. Let's say he doesn't want him. She could get married if she wants to Levi. Because Levi, she was never Mekalkal the Zika by pulling out. But Lamaisa, she was Mamayan and Shimon. Lamaisa, she's Muteres Lashok. So it's a very interesting in-between that she has. She still is considered, I wouldn't say she's a Yevamah to Levi. She was Mamayan and Shimon and Levi simultaneously. She doesn't want Shimon to marry her. But if she wants, she can marry Levi. That's the second difference between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Oimrim Befonov. Beis Shammai says it has to be Befonov. It's a way of limiting it psychologically. She's not going to want to be Mamayan and say, I don't want you. Beis Shammai is trying to discourage Miyun. So he limits it. Beis Hillel Oimrim Befonov, Shalai Befonov. What's the difference? The din is that she could be Oikir the marriage. Lefi Ritzoino. Beis Shammai Oimrim Bebezdin. Beis Shammai holds that the Mamiyun is not just an arbitrary she could walk out. Just it's a ceremonial process. B'doyme, they made the shtel d'ravek like a get v'chalitza. Chalitza, certainly you need a bezdin. Even a get, there's makaris that you need a bezdin. L'chayra mid'eraisa, something to discuss in Masechus Gittin. You don't need a get. If a husband writes out a get, and he has eidim, he doesn't need a bezdin. L'maisi, you look at Targum Yonison in Pashat Kisei, it's on the psukim of because of law get, because of law sefer krisus v'nos ambiyoda, and it says you need a bezdin. Shell is why, and what type of din is that? But Beis Shammai patterned miun on a process of gerushin uchalitza needs a bezdin. Beis Hillel says no. Bebezdin shalai bebezdin. She walks out. She walks out. She's done. It's her prerogative. Omalem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai me'ma'enes v'hiktano. Afilu abav v'chamish apam. This is interesting lashon. Until now we had three different things. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Now, Omru lohen Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. What's the pshan then? Here there was sprach that the Mishnah records between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Ma'enes v'ktana afilu abav v'chamish apam. Doesn't make a difference. If she walked out of the marriage, then he wanted to marry her again as a ktana. She got married, she got married. Walking in and out of the marriage. Remember, she does that as in the suah. Beis Hillel says, it's mamish. Omru lohen Beis Shammai. Ain b'nois Yisrael hefker. That's mamish hefkeris. He's living with her mamish ki nesuah ki. And she walks out, she comes back in, goes out. What is that? That's Mamish Derech Znus. Ela memaenes umamtenes at shetagdol vitimoyin vitinose. Which means Beis Shammai holds that miyun has to be done very sparingly. The schus hamiyun that she has to walk out is one time. Mamtenes after that she does not get married at shetagdol vitimoyin vitinose. You have to quetch the lashon a little bit. What he means to say is, "Mema'enes umamtenes," she shouldn't go into another eris in midrabban at shetagdil, because if she does when she's katana, she won't be able to walk out. Or vitimoyin vitinose, or she can be mema'en in her first midrabban dika marriage. Vitinose, she can then get married and be in the suah, and again, she won't be able to walk out as in the suah. So it's much more limited, the context of miyun, according to Beis Shammai.